88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to join by Tim and Killian from Boy and Bear today. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome back, as the case should be. The new album, Limit of Love, third album that you guys have put out. This one, you connected with Ethan Johns.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that you toured with Laura Marling and Laura's worked with Ethan. How did you come to be connected with Ethan as a producer?
Yeah, I think it was more about the process of making a record. We sort of sat in a hotel room in Scotland and said, what do we want to achieve for the third record? And we always feel like we slightly missed converting the live sound of the band into a record. And from talking to Laura and other people that have worked with Ethan in the past, he's the guy for that. You know, he's got an amazing pedigree with his dad, Glenn, and Andy, obviously, who lived in LA for a long time. And we sort of made the call and we're like, I wonder if he'd want to work with us. And we met in a little cafe at the end of tour last year. We'd just come back from Paris.
He's pretty committed to the idea of live to really analog tape as much as anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it wasn't so much on our radar that we had to do it strictly analog. I think that sort of process wasn't so much at our priority. What we wanted to do was just capture the live energy. But his whole ethos is the best way to do that is to remove choice and work in an old school way where it completely relies on the band to be performing well. And, you know, recording to tape is simply a tool that stops you from editing a band, basically. You can't, you know, cut up the recording and put it in time. You just got to capture a good performance. And I guess that was sort of the tool that he uses to create the records that he makes that sound a certain way. And that was something we were chasing.
Walk the Wire is the first release, the video. Now, how did that video come about? Do you guys use crackers down under?
When we need to. No, look, we've worked with a group called Oh Yeah Wow that's made a number of film clips for us before, and we trust those guys a lot. So we just sent them the song, said, come up with a brief, and we got sent this email, and it made no sense. But we were kind of like, stuff it, let's just go for it. And we sort of flew down to Melbourne for a day, and I had no idea where it was going and how it was going to turn out. And as the day unfolded and everybody got slightly a bit more crazy, the clip sort of resembled that headspace and just sort of fell apart in a kind of funny way.
This is Boy and Bear and our song Walk the Wire.
It was a strangest night. You kind of seen I don't fit into. So right till she came back round, drifting across my sight, some apparition of make-believe. Felt my chest go tight as I tumbled in. She said, hey baby, hold my hand out on the wire. I've been telling you the whole time, it's just the breaking of desire. Talking in tongues, cause I'm not made of steel. Somebody save me from myself. I'm just a man, alright, and I'm fumbling. With all this faded light, maybe the moment to make my move. You hold your breath so tight, and you tumble in. And I said, hey, baby, hold my hand out on the wire. I've been telling you the whole thing, it's just the breaking of desire. Now I promise to be brave too, because you've earned that right. You gotta walk that wire. Something in the air, right? Keep it steady as you walk away. And you're never gonna know, right? But it's better than the other way. Cause I said, hey, baby, baby, take my hand out on the wire. See, you never would have held on without the aching of desire. No, there's heaven in a folk song, so just you hold on, because you're dancing on the wire. All right.
How do you weave, I guess, the comfort and the success you've attained back in Australia and say, all right, we're going to go to a market we've never played before. Let's hope someone knows us.
I think you have to be slightly naive, maybe slightly crazy. And I think you have to be ambitious too. I think we definitely have a bit of all of those things, especially the craziness.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we want it. We really want it. We love playing over here. The crowds are great. It's a... you know, a wonderful conglomerate, America. There's so many different territories within this country. And the crowds are really great music crowds, a lot of them, you know. And that's exciting for us. It's exciting to get into a room and say, we're going to win every single one of these people over, because that's what we do. We're a live band.
And it's such a great country to tour. Like, you, if you don't get all the radio you need to have, you know, overnight success that a lot of bands obviously get, and if you have the will to continue to tour, you do, as Tim said, just gain a fan by fan, just doing laps of the country. And, you know, we did 3 laps of it last year, and we're starting to do a whole bunch this year and next year again. And we've noticed all the shows getting bigger, sometimes doubling between from one tour to the very next. And it's this amazing place where I think people have their ear to the ground and they're hunting out new music more so than a lot of other countries. And that's something, you know, we're in for the long haul.
You were broken, caught up in those games. You never know when just leaving's enough. 'Cause we don't hurt when we're hoping. So strangers we see, now watch it burn to the limit of love. I watched you down with your spirit, caught up in those flames. You're too close to the limit of love. It's not your fault what you're feeling. You bought into that beautiful lie, alright. Too close to the limit of love. When nothing matters, what you said that night didn't fade away. In the cleanest light, I ain't got nothing to hide. Through your lonesome eyes, you swore that you could never be satisfied. Too close to the limit of love. I watched you down with your spirit, caught up in those flames. You're too close to the limit of love. Not enough just to say it when you're tripping on a heavenly high tonight. Too close to the limit of love when nothing How should I know what you're feeling? I wondered if you'd ever be mine, but I'm too close to the limit of love. When nothing matters.
It seems like the band has really consolidated into a true band. I know originally it was kind of Dave was in the very, very beginning looking at a solo thing, and then the band has become a real band. It sounds like on the songs, well, clearly if you're doing them live to tape, the band better all be buying in and being on the same page. Is that the case?
Absolutely. It's sort of been more of an evolution of us as players and as friends that it's become that. You know, the genesis of the song now might start on an acoustic guitar with Dave, or they might start on a keyboard, or Killian jumping on another instrument and playing that. And I think that's what's really exciting. It's what we're finding exciting in the writing process. And there's no sort of boundaries to that. And which is a lot of credit's got to go to Dave for that, because he's very sort of open. And it did start as a solo project a long time ago, but we've always been really serious about it being a band, because we love that whole thing of a band of guys going around the world doing this, and you get way better results. You just do. You've got five minds, you know, all working hard to come up with something special at the end of the day.
Yeah, I've always thought collaboration is when people write their best work. Like a lot of artists I listen to, when they have collaborated, it's their biggest records, their most famous ones, and it's their arguably best at times. And I think, you know, when you're in your room by yourself and you can't come up with an idea, you're like, this is great, but then you bring it to the band room and it shifts and it morphs and it ends up in a place where you didn't see it, and it's so much more exciting.
there's a great band from New Zealand called Crowded House, and the lead singer of that band is a guy by the name of Neil Finn, and he said to us, we were at a studio over in Auckland, and he said, you guys got to remember that you're only ever as strong as your weakest link in the band. And I think for us, we've all been the weakest link at points. Mm. And you do, you look after yourselves on the road. And if you're in the tour bus or if you're in the van over in Europe, you know, like someone has a bad day and that's fine, but you have the support network there, and then you have, you know, most of it's amazing times. Like you love it, but everyone's there for each other. And that's been real special for us.
Mm. You mentioned Crowded House. I think you guys did a cover at Fall at Your Feet,
right.
in the early days, yeah?
That's right.
A darn fine one, as I recall.
Yeah.
Obviously a band that, well, who didn't they inspire down under in their day?
Just incredible, and still continuing to, you know, Neil goes and tours and plays amazing shows and massive shows. Yeah, look, we got asked to do that cover, and it was just after our EP came out, and we were touring furiously. And we just had, literally a two-day window. We spent one of those days in the rehearsal room trying to turn that song on its head and do something slightly different to it. And the second day we recorded it, and we didn't think anything more of it, but yeah, it sort of did all right for us. It was really nice.
Oh, darling, would you let me say why? I think you're afraid, but I could be wrong. You're running, but you won't ignore why. Feelings the same, but it's been too long. When you're back down, when your back's against that wall, put your head out now, and the body's moving, bring you around. If you're ever down, I'd be there just to bring you around. All I'm hearing are your words in water. You must be tired of the waves, but now it's been so long. I was trying just to hold you up, now I think it's a shame. Maybe it's just too strong. When you're back down, when you're back that wall, put your head now, and the body's moving, bring you around. If you're ever down, I'd be there just to bring you around. 'Cause you're better off in a bed alone, in company of your own mind. Take a minute now just to settle down. I promise it'll be alright, 'cause you're better off on your own tonight. But when you're back down, when your back's against that wall, put your head out now, and the body's moving, bring you around. If you're ever down, I'd be there just to bring you around.
You know, we love having you guys here, and we're here to support you as much as we can. And the performance today, as always, spot on and great. And we want to encourage our fans out there, the new album, Limit of Love, and playing tonight at Bardot. And we can't wait to have you come back again. And we'll keep on, you know, sharing new stories of great success as it unfolds for Boy and Bear.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. Yeah.
Thanks for being here. It's live on 88.5 KCSN.